team are taking a lot more calls than usual today, so it does mean a longer wait for you. Why not do it online instead? Head over to enfield.gov.uk to see what you can do, including the option to talk to us on live chat. Thanks for...
Good afternoon, Enfield Customer Service. Michelle speaking. How can I help?
Hello, how are you doing? I'm just trying to find out some information about my tenancy, and basically what I'm trying to do is get through to the 3644 South Mall, and I know that an antisocial behaviour team leader has hired in a third party solicitor firm, I believe, and I'm trying to find out the company, the solicitor firm's name that's representing Enfield Council, who's going for possession against me.
Right, yeah? Are you a council tenant?
Yes, that's correct.
Now. Okay.
Right, thank you.
Thank you for holding. Just so you know, we're getting a lot more calls than normal at the moment. You may prefer to use our live chat service at enfield.gov.uk/contact us page.
It's 2610. This is at 6 PM, that's ages. How are you doing, madam? I'm basically a tenancy holder for Enfield Council, and a possession order has been placed in against me. It's got signed by the antisocial behaviour team leader. Is that possible that that person will be in your department? A team leader for antisocial behaviour?
I'll have to put you through to tenancy. What's your postcode? My
postcode is Echo November 3. EN3 7 Juliet Quebec 7 JQ.
And your door number?
109.
Thank you. He hasn't got a name or anything.
I've got a name. Paul Buckeridge is the name. Is there any way that you can check on the? Because I've asked a few people somewhere else, and they couldn't find a few other names. Paul Buckeridge is spelled PaulBuck.
Alright. Just confirm your name, please.
Mr. Cordell. Simon Cordell. I don't have 0208-245-7454. I just want to know.
What's the? Is it signed by?
The signature's different to who's actually saying it. A Paul Buckeridge, PaulBuckeridge. But no one can seem to find him on the computers. I've been told he might be a third-party solicitor that's been hired in, who's representing the council. This would be the second solicitor firm that's been hired in to do this against me. And I have a lot of evidence that I'd like to put his way, so that I don't have to suffer the duration of time to which I am while I'm following through process.
And it's Burncroft Avenue.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm trying to find Paul Buckeridge.
Is that, because your tenant tenancy officer, isn't that it, Adam?
Yes, that's correct. And I've got a contact number to contact him. And I spoke to many tenancy people, but what I'm concerned about is I have a tenancy, a letter here right this second in front of me. It's signed on behalf of Enfield Council Housing, addressed the Edmonton Centre, 3644 South Mall, London. So this is right. This place that I'm contacting now, I think it's 0208 379 2610 Edmonton Council, closes 6 p.m. South Mall, Edmonton N9. I'm trying to find out who in this department has signed this and what solicitor firm that they've called in to do this. So that I can...
Because you need to speak to your tenancy officer.
For what?
So, what did Nazir say?
I haven't managed to get through to him direct. I've got like about 50... just recently, I transcribed out of, say, 300 recordings that I've got. I've already transcribed that 90 of them up, but... I've done another 45 over the last weekend or so. Out of them 45 phone recordings, they're all to Enfield Council, the neighbourhood team offices and that. Out of 41 of them have all of the staff in the background laughing, going, "You're dead, you're not allowed out." All of the neighbourhood officers' teams completely, it's an absolute violation to my human rights and to my rights to equal equality and to equal opportunities. The staff inside inside Size Southmore, who has issued this paperwork, I'm going to put the recordings up live very soon. It's taken me a long time to go through them, and I've dealt with lots of different people throughout this, and the list of names is pretty much endless that I've requested in the audio recordings that I've recorded. Now, I'd just like to
get... Nazir is the one that you need to speak to because he's your tenancy officer.
Okay, Nazir, but who else... There must be somebody else that can tell me who is actually... Because Nazir never seems to be available, and I don't really blame him for not wanting to get involved in the past management's problems, but at the end of the day, he's took them problems on as his own now, and... I'm suffering every day. They're going home. They're being paid a wage to do this to me, and I don't think I'm not allowed to leave my house. I'm on a curfew. I'm scared to go out because of them, because of reappraisals from government officials fraudulently forcing me through the mental health acts and so forth. When there's been nothing wrong with me my whole life, I've got this possession order. I've been waiting since the 1st of January. The 3rd of January this year, and I'm still not getting to go to... The first time I get to go to court for this possession order will be the 12th of this month of December, of next month, December. So it's taken over a year just to get to court once and to be able to ask for, what the heck's going on here sort of thing. Can you please... Because I never done none of these things that I'm being accused of. A year just in process there. I think it's unfair that I'm even stuck in... I've sent these people directly in all the recordings that I'm transcribing up. I'm speaking to staff officials like yourself. They're saying to me, "Do you know what, Simon? I'm going to put an email through directly to this person, and they're going to have to contact you back. And I'm going to file this." And I've listened to all the staff promising me that this is, and I don't get one phone call back. Yet I'm still being held in my house. I'm suffering badly because of other people's neglect towards me. Right now, this says I've not been able to paint a wall in my house for over a year because I'm going to be evicted at some point because of Lemmy and a lot of other officials' forgeries. I know this is stamped Enfield Civic Centre, not the 3644 South Mall, and I'd just like to be able to talk to somebody who can tell me, because they've hired in a separate solicitor firm to do this to me, supposedly. I don't believe Paul Buckeridge really exists. Because there is one Paul Buckeridge that has ever been registered as a solicitor in this country, and he's based in Lewisham. I've got his contact details, and I've been ringing him, but he seems to be quite busy. I'm going to get through to him soon and ask him if Enfield Council employed him. But I've got a funny feeling that this Paul Buckeridge isn't going to say that he was employed by this company. With all the other fraudery that I can prove that they've committed and the way that they've handled the phone calls prior to you handling me.
I mean, because like you say, with the letter, it normally tells you the name of who sent it.
It says Paul Bucker has sent all the... Basically, Laminia and Lemmy were dealing with a case. They forged all of the paperwork after Dawn Allen, Jackie Gubby and Louise Dillon. All of them forged it. I can prove it all from their release notes. Then basically, someone's come in on the 29th of November and said, started emailing my mother, took over all of their emails, said, here's the new case holder, he's Paul Bucker, which has been hired by South Mole. I've got all of the emails here. He's been hired by South Mole to take over this case. Paul Buckeridge, and that he spoke to Lemmy and to the rest of it. They're saying that the judge never ordered for me to have an emergency house transfer unless I have care workers in my house, and that the judge never, and that this, they've lied to this Paul Buckeridge. Paul Buckeridge has come back and said, Miss Caudell, I've been told that I'm going to be filing possession order against you again right now, and by the South Mole, and that I've been advised not to, and that's basically it. Now this Paul, I've got all the emails from this Paul Buckeridge. He's signed as paulbuckeridge@enfield.org.co.uk. Now, all of his emails don't have no third-party solicitor firm, as he says he is, so there's no number for him to be taxed or fat number at the bottom of it all. There's no contact number for him. There is nothing. He's just like a made-up person. I think that Lavinia and Lemmy made up themselves, and the rest of the management team in there who was involved at the time made up to cover up the tracks, because they had already hired in Laminia in the beginning, because I started hotting up Lemmy, saying to Lemmy, well, look, I think you're going to need a solicitor for the way that you're handling me and these are. So Lemmy went and hired a solicitor firm from Enfield Tan. And when he hired the solicitor, he got Laminia, and Laminia decided to continue in fraudery with Lemmy. So they already hired in one solicitor. Why are they, and they not all know that they committed fraudery from the beginning trying to set me up, and I can prove, why are they going to involve another solicitor firm and pay them costs again when it comes to later? I believe that they've just made up Paul Buckeridge, and I might be mistaken, but his drafted letters don't seem official enough, and no one can chase him down to anywhere. No one seems to know where this Paul Buckeridge is working, and he's supposed to be in charge of me getting my flat taken off of me. So...
know where Edmonton Green Library is?
Yes, I do, madam.
That's where the neighbourhood officers are. You can take a visit down there and ask to speak to one of the neighbourhood officers.
Okay.
Somebody there will probably be able to give you some advice.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today. And I hope you have a good day. All right, goodbye.